Testes, testes, one, two, three,
me.
All right, let's do this. Welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode number 3.
Mm-hmm.
There are no special guests tonight.
No, we're special, but we're not guests.
Right. So. We're the OGs of this shit.
Yeah. Katasura must be doing like secret ninja training or something.
Yeah, I don't know where the hell she's at.
Secret karate training. So,
yeah,
she's probably in the room. We just can't see her because she's a ninja.
And that's true. That's a good point.
Or something. I mean, who knows?
You never know.
No, not with ninjas. You can never tell.
It's true. So I was trying to think on the way here. I thought of something. Oh, so I did the ALS challenge.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah, it was cold.
I haven't been nominated. I don't plan on being nominated. And if I am, I plan on fully expressing my right to donate versus dump a bucket of water on my head.
It was brutal, but you know, whatever. I mean, I didn't think I was going to get donated either, but it was funny because I was talking to this girl I work with, CJ, and like the day before I got nominated, and I was like, man, if anyone nominates me for that shit, I'm going to be so pissed off. And what's funny is the next day, I'm sitting in the manager's booth with her again, and I see a notification from Facebook that I got tagged.
Oh, no.
And I read it, and the first fucking name Tyler said was Jeff Mathis. And I'm like, you bastard.
That sounds appropriate.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Unless there's going to be like a hot chick dude with me in a white t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, my buddy Renico and I did it. Where was it? At the library, it was closed, so this sounds really sexual, but it's not. We didn't do it at the library because it was closed, but you know.
Nothing ever sounds sexual that we say.
Man, that's true. But yeah, he did it as well, and it was cold, and I'm glad I don't have to do it again. And next disease, whatever, someone can just die from it. I'm not putting cold water on me.
Well, I had a couple suggestions. You know, whatever the next thing is, I think there's just a couple ideas. We could do the white t-shirt ice bucket challenge.
I'm in.
Yeah, I like that. Or, you know, if it's something else, we could do the dry ice bucket challenge and just watch people, you know, burn.
So we do that for people we hate.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. We nominate everyone we hate.
That'd be a lot of people.
Yeah. And it'd be fun. We'd raise a lot of money for rabies, you know.
Need to have that rabies awareness.
Rabies or, you know, foot fungus or whatever.
Or male impotence.
That could be a good commercial, you know, to play during Monday Night Football, I think.
There are a lot of dudes with male impotence that watch Monday Night Football.
Apparently. Those are the worst commercials ever.
Yeah. Those and the vagina cleaning commercials are steel mesh vagina pad or whatever they are.
If you've used this vaginal mesh whatever thing,
you might die. Huh?
Yeah, or you could sue. You might be able to settle for money.
You'll die, but you can sue. Yeah,
your family will get a lot of money. Also, the Mancore commercials on the radio, you know?
Yeah.
Are you in your 30s and you have no sex drive? It's like, really? Because I'm in my 30s and mine's super high. I mean, it never gets used, apparently, but I'm sure it's there. I'm sure it's there.
Yeah.
If it needs to be.
It's there.
I checked my meter the other day, and it was full.
That was funny. So I brought my spectacles today. Good. so I can read what I typed on my little iPhone.
I don't have to use flashcards again this time like last time.
Yeah, and I have trouble reading, so it's pretty helpful.
You have trouble reading whether you're wearing glasses or not.
That's true.
I think so. I can't read, so I mean, I can judge you on it, right? Cause,
right.
Yeah.
No, God says not to judge.
Yeah. Well, yeah, only God can judge you.
Yeah. You know why that's true? Because Tupac had it tattooed on him.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he died.
Ironically, by a gunshot wound.
Too soon? I heard on the radio today they were talking, I don't remember, I don't know how it started, but they had someone on the morning show who they didn't know it at the time, but someone called in to bring to the attention of the the DJs that this person had, like, dragged a dog behind a vehicle or something like that. Just, I don't know, to torture it. I don't know if it died or whatever. But anyway, so he, you know, dragged a dog behind a vehicle.
What a dick.
And so they brought it up and, you know, was saying, yeah, that's kind of a crappy thing to do. And people were texting in saying, hey, we've all made mistakes. You can't, you're no better than him. You know, you can't judge him. Only God can judge. It's like, whatever. I'm going to judge that guy for dragging a dog behind a vehicle, you know.
Yeah, he'll probably get anal probed in prison, I hope.
Yeah, I think he only, like, did a few months or a month or something for animal cruelty or something like that. But
I bet he still got anal probed.
It's like, when someone does something horrible and everyone's like, well, don't, you know, you can't say anything about him because you can't judge him. You know, we're all human. Everyone makes mistakes. It's like...
Right, but most people don't make mistakes like raping a child.
Exactly.
I mean, that's dumb.
It is dumb. It made me mad. It was one of those times where I wanted to actually call in and just be like, who are you idiots? But I didn't because I was working.
Well, what's kind of cool about you bringing up this conversation that totally ties in with my epic new ending.
Oh, well, I should have waited.
Well, it's okay.
Okay.
Well, we've still got 53 minutes to fill.
Oh, I can fill a lot of time. See how I went around that? You thought I was going to say something naughty.
Yeah, you're a naughty guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any lyrics because I was too lazy to try to look any up and didn't put any effort towards it.
I did, but I can't find them. I don't remember what they were, so...
I mean, basically, I have two open letters and grind my gears and an ending thing. Other than that, we can just talk about whatever. We can talk about boobs, if you want.
I plan on talking about boobs a little bit.
Oh, and you can open your... birthday card on there.
Oh, I have a birthday card because I had a birthday.
It was yesterday.
It was yesterday. I turned 25 again.
Yeah.
It's been a good... 25 has been great to me for the past few years. Okay. I'm going to read this. It's a super B.
See how that tied in? Because your name is Brandon.
My name starts with a B, and I'm super. Do I read all of it?
Yep.
Okay. Should I read the actual card thing?
Sure.
It's your birthday. Hope you score big on good times. That's what the card says.
That's an innuendo.
It is. It's got two meanings. Brandon, I drew you a fat chick with her boobies showing. Happy birthday. I love you in a semi-gay way, Jeff. And there is indeed a fat chick with her boobies showing. Man, if I could just poke a little hole. We might have to pause for a while. That's fantastic. I plan on putting that on my refrigerator.
Yes. That's my favorite thing, when people put my artwork on the fridge. I think your mom put one of my artworks on the fridge once.
It wasn't this good, though, I don't think. I don't know.
No, and your mom probably wouldn't like the fat chick boobies as much as...
Yeah, probably not as much as I do, but...
Which, it was funny, though. She liked my ALS challenge.
Yeah, naturally.
Your mom's the best.
She's all right.
Did you notice my shirts?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people didn't even catch that.
I sure did. I mean, I didn't know what the references were exactly, but...
Well, the Suck It Roberts, the store director I hate, that was the first shirt, and the second one was the guy who nominated me.
Okay, I did catch that. I didn't know who Roberts was or whatever.
Yeah.
No, I was lost on that, but then I caught on when you... I looked at who challenged you or whatever, and I saw it in the comments or whatever.
Yeah. My buddy Tyler, I owe you one. Well, I should punch you in the junk.
Tyler, we nominate you for the dry ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, a-hole.
So, get ready.
Yeah, it's going to suck.
Wear a cup. I don't know why.
Well, you never know when some guy's just going to randomly come up and kick you in the balls. Yeah.
That's true. Thanks for the card, man. I'm going to save it. Actually, what I'm going to do is next year, about August 23rd, I'm going to give it back to you. So you can give it back to me again.
Good.
Because I really enjoyed that one. I'm going to leave it open so I can look at it.
Yeah. Remember on our old podcast? That made me think of the old podcast, the drawing we used to look at every show.
Our motivation.
Yeah.
Man, I need to post some motivation up here somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe
like,
right there.
Like Metallica on the Nothing Else Matters video.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Of course.
80s Playboy.
Mm. Man, I'm drinking this scotch, and it's just amazing. Scotchy scotch.
I always think of Ron Burgundy. Did you ever see the second Anchorman?
I did not. I haven't watched a movie in so long. Because I'm lame.
Yeah. I mean, now that you can get porn for free on the internet, I don't really watch anything.
You can get porn for free on the internet? What?
Yeah.
Crap.
Yeah, you don't have to buy movies anymore.
I've been looking at the scrambled, adult channel. Trying to blink my eyes fast enough to catch an image.
Yeah.
Well, things are going to go a lot smoother now.
I'm going to be like, hey, Brandon, how about doing a podcast Tuesday? I'm busy.
Don't come in.
Hey, what's this sock doing on the doorknob?
Because I was thinking to myself earlier, it's like, boobs, man. How could I just see some if I wanted to?
Yeah, it's a crazy concept, this interweb thing.
Wow. What are they going to think of next?
Probably like a flying ship that takes you places faster.
I doubt it. That's not true.
Speaking of that, I'm still pissed there aren't flying cars. Back to the Future, man. I was looking forward to that.
Next year. Next year is the deadline. Well, I mean, yeah. I guess he's got a year. I can't remember what the exact date he went back in the time, but it's 2015.
I think it was October. Okay. Like October 19th or 22nd.
So he's, within the next year, we should have it. Because it's not like it was new in the movie when he went back. Surely they'd been flying cars for a while.
And I'm sure the government is now. We just don't.
Yeah, they're probably up there. They do everything behind our backs, so.
Well, speaking of that, plus, first of all, Tony Stark, you better get started on that flying car.
Yeah, get on it.
Cross movie reference there. But then, also, speaking of that, they're probably listening to our podcast in their flying car since mm-hmm. Cornell put up the first episode today. Now, I don't know if it's on the interwebs yet.
I don't know.
I didn't ask them.
I don't know how the interwebs works, obviously.
Right. Because you just found out about boobies.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the interwebs.
Yeah.
I found out about boobies a long time ago.
I was pretty young, lad.
What did you think of that picture I sent of the doll?
With the
evil face.
Yeah, I'll admit it kept me up probably an hour or two longer than I probably normally would have been.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was pretty funny, though. I thought it was funny anyway.
That picture Cornell sent just disturbed me to no end, though.
Of the public bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still want to try that.
If I never, ever see that again, I'll be okay.
Well, I'll not send you the picture when I do it.
Yeah, please don't. That's something I can go, it's kind of like Cher's boobs. It's something in life you can go without seeing ever.
No need to see that. Absolutely no need to see that.
So you know what today is, right?
Wednesday, hump day.
Yeah, but it's one day closer to going to see Pearl Jam and one day closer to going to Nerdfest.
Oh, that's true. I'm excited. I've been working on my Slave Leia costume.
I've been working on my Ewok costume. I've just been letting my hair grow.
And getting shorter?
Yep. Yeah. And speaking a weird language. I got Rosetta Stone Ewok style,
nice.
So I should
nice.
Be good.
Oh, yeah, you should. Go watch Return of the Jedi a few times. So,
speaking of that, there has been Rosetta Stone.
Okay, yeah.
There has been a Simpsons marathon. They're playing every episode.
I know.
Pretty much when I'm not at work, that's what I'm doing. Or number nining.
Yeah, yeah.
People who don't know what number nining is, that's masturbating. That's the bathroom number for it.
The code is out. I haven't watched any of them, just because I don't watch TV.
Well, plus, I mean, you had Netflix. You could do it anyway.
That's true, yeah.
But it's just cool. I mean, I could get Netflix, because it's a reasonable price. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it's just like, it's cool, because now I never have to worry about what's on TV, because I'm like, hey, if nothing else, The Simpsons is on.
Yeah, I'm nervous to jump into that wormhole.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd ever find my way out.
Well, I mean, I forgot how great it is. I mean, sometimes you forget, sometimes you'll see an old Family Guy after you haven't watched it for a year, and you're like, oh yeah, that's badass.
Mm-hmm. And then you want to watch all of them.
Yep. That's... Same with The Office, same mm-hmm. with Trailer Park Boys, even though you watch that consistently enough to never forget.
I watch it just about every week, every day. I mean, it's sad how many times I've watched all seven seasons. I think it's seven seasons.
How about Bubbles ALS Challenge?
It could be the best one I've seen, although...
Man, the Foo Fighters one. Did you end up watching that?
I haven't watched it. I didn't watch it. I saw Bubbles, I think, is my favorite. Patrick Stewart was pretty good, and George W. Bush was actually pretty good, too.
Dude, wait till you see the Foo Fighters one. Like, it's actually like a movie. I mean, they went all out. And I don't want to give away any clues. We'll watch it after we're done with this podcast. But you'll be like, yeah, that was pretty awesome.
That sounds good.
I've also seen some really funny ones, like the karate one that the guy... we all watched that, I think, at the IHOP.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then there's this one with this girl. She's like in mid-sentence, and they just throw the whole bucket at her.
I've watched about every fail there is, and they are by far my favorite out of all of them. Like, anytime you see one where there's a deck and there's someone above with a bucket, it's going to smash the person below, and it's sad.
Well, the guy I did the ALS challenge with before tagged me in a Facebook post today of one, and it said, hey, at least it wasn't this cold. And it's this chick, and she's sitting there, and this girl starts dumping it on her, so she starts running away and hits face first into, like, a bar that's sticking out.
Oh.
It is absolutely amazing.
Oh.
I'll have to show that one to you, too.
They're hilarious. All the failures are just funny. I did see one where a guy, a redneck, he has a shotgun, and he blows a hole in the bottom of a bucket, and it dumps. I thought that's kind of funny.
Rednecks are...
embracing your lifestyle. You know, yeah. Why not, buddy? Way to go.
That's why I should have done mine nude.
Mm. If I do it, I probably will be nude.
Yeah. Might as well.
Yeah. Well, you know.
And then if anyone laughs at your junk, you can be like, it was cold.
It was cold, you know. They, yeah. Look like a Ken doll out there. Because they have a super small penis.
Yeah.
It's really small.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do one of my open letters.
Okay, I've been looking forward to this.
But this isn't the one you're really looking forward
to. Right. Okay. This is just like a teaser. I'm being teased.
Remember me talking about the guy that cut the box with me at the same time?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I like to call him, Ladium and the Tramp guy. this is my second one to him. He's no longer there. He went back to school. But apparently he's, from what people tell me, you know, automatically since, you know, he did that gay shit with me, I just immediately was like, well, yeah,
not,
douchebag.
Not literally gay.
Right.
Yeah.
But apparently he does really good impressions, which means he's probably even a bigger nerd than I thought.
Maybe. Wow.
Anyway, here we go. Open letter 2 to Lady and the Tramp guy. Hey, guy that I still don't know your name from receiving. Wait, is that the old one? It is.
Oh, no.
Well, never mind.
Hey, that was a good one, though.
Yeah, you know.
You burned him because you don't remember his name.
Yeah, I still don't know your name.
Burn.
Lady and the Tramp guy.
Double burn.
Well, I guess I can go ahead and do the one you really will.
All right, or you can save it, whatever. We can still save it.
Yeah, I'll just do Grind My Gears.
Okay, I'll throw in a few Grind My Gears also.
Cool. All right.
I'm going to do this too.
Yeah.
I'm about to put this 21-year-old in my mouth.
Do it.
21-year-old scotch. Pervs.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't worry, I'm about to be 35. It's not me.
Oh.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Robert Pierce.
Okay, yeah.
That's the store director.
Yeah.
Yeah, why hide his name?
That. I know that now.
Pierce Nipples. Baby Bottle Nipples.
Pierced Baby Bottle Nipples.
Yeah. Getting hit with a bottle while the chicks swarm me because of the majestic sweetness robot dance.
Yeah, yeah.
Robot voices. The voices in my head.
Embrace them.
I think I did this one already, but chicks that don't give head, that's just disrespectful.
It is. It absolutely is.
That Brandon didn't dress like a unicorn.
Not tonight.
Was that from the last episode where you said you were going to put a dildo on your head and be a unicorn or something?
Probably, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I lost it, though, so.
Yeah, okay. The horn on the forehead of the unicorn.
Mm.
The purple unicorns. That was this little girls' club. When I was little, they had their little club, and me and my buddy used to sneak in and read their diary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we stuck it to them. Metaphorically.
Mm, okay, I gotcha, I gotcha.
We drew... We'd always undress their Barbies. That's how we stick it to the man when we're like 8 years old.
I still do that.
How midgets like be preferred to be called little people.
Yeah.
Midget wrestling. Midget anything. Anything involving Barry O.
Yeah.
Politicians. Liberals.
No joke.
Commercials that have nothing to do with the product and aren't funny. The Wendy's commercials.
I'd probably bang that chick, though.
Yeah, me too. She's a ginger.
She's pretty good looking for a ginger.
I saw a shirt on this redheaded little kid yesterday that said, it's a ginger thing. And I'm like, what, being a fag?
Having no soul?
Yeah. Bigfoot, you sneaky bastard.
The actual, like, Sasquatch or the monster truck? Okay. The Sam's Squatch.
Dehydration. Mickey Mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle Obama.
Oh, double yeah.
Gravity.
Gravity sucks.
Wind. Drew Barrymore.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. I know a lot of people like her. I just weird. Don't.
Yeah, I'm not a...
I mean, she was cool in E.T., and that's about it for me.
Yep, that's it.
Dolores Umbridge.
Mm-hmm.
70s clothing. 90s clothing.
Oh, come on.
Fanny packs.
Whatever, they're making a comeback.
When you text someone and they don't text you back.
That's absolutely. I second that one.
When Danielson is about to get in the nature box from the cute Asian chick in Karate Kid 2 and the storm totally cock blocks him.
Yeah, that's why I don't like Karate Kid 2.
How commercials are taking popular songs and making them fit their product. Wendy's and Hot Pockets, you are guilty.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
I mean, like, every other commercial is like that now.
Yeah, I can't take it. That's why I don't watch TV.
Oh, when people use the word bae. Do you know what I'm talking about? B-A-E? Yes. You know, in Danish, that means poop. I looked it up.
That makes me happy. It makes me happy.
So, your girlfriend, boyfriend is shit. Not the shit, just shit.
Oh, I'm going to take that and run with it.
Yeah. When a chick wears hooker boots or heels to a public place and then get offended when you ask them how much for a BJ.
Seriously, you rattle some change at them.
Yeah, I mean, you're wearing hooker boots. Hello. Yeah,
you must be a hooker.
Guys that wear butt-hugging or ball-hugging pants.
Yeah.
You know what, guys? Leave something to the imagination.
I know.
I don't want to know the size of your penis by your jean size. I want to know if I, you know, get that far.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. Yeah. Leave some mystery.
Yeah.
Leave something to look forward to.
Okay. That's all I got. Thought I'd end on that really gay one.
End in gay?
Yeah.
What are some of my grind my gears when I'm going through a school zone and I'm going 25 miles an hour because it's a school zone and a little blonde girl in her Mercedes goes around me into the left turn lane, passes me going probably 40 some mile an hour, and then gets back over in front of me.
And slows down at times?
No, she didn't slow down. She kept going. But it pissed me off because, A, it's a school zone.
Right.
And B, you know... Who do you think you are, you know? And so after the school zone was over, I went on, and she was actually stopped at the light, the next light. So I gave her a piece of my mind. And then I got in front of her and just started going slow. And every time she'd get over, I'd get over in front of her.
She's probably like, Daddy, this asshole totally did this.
Yeah, because the next light, she was sitting there texting and, like, didn't go when it turned to green. And so the car behind her honked.
She had a bad day. She probably went to the mall and spent money.
On UGG boots.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was... I've had a few. Yesterday, a guy cut me off and he just got over, he just swung over in the lane and didn't signal or anything. And there was just enough room for him in the car in front of me. Like it was dangerously close. And so I rode up next to him and knocked on his window, gave him the finger, you know, so my hand is this far from his face. And good. He just had this look on his face like...
He's like, that guy just knocked on my window.
I don't know why. I wonder what I did wrong.
So you gave him the old Maverick, huh?
I did. I gave him the bird. You know, the finger. I hate it when... Oh, speaking of that, that's another ground in my gear. When people don't do the Top Gun high five. High five, low five combo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
It's totally gay not to.
I mean, even if you miss or you get it wrong, at least you made the attempt, you know. It takes practice. It takes practice.
You're talking about your driving thing, your road rage. Now that I don't smoke pot and I never have it in my car, I notice I have way more road rage. Maybe because it's not because I'm high, but part of it is because I actually go the speed limit or a little bit over now because I'm not worried about going to jail. And I have a lot more road rage. For instance, on my way to the studio, you know, it's 50 on Riverside, and everyone goes like 35.
Yep, 35 or 40.
I'm like, fuck, hurry up.
I don't understand. Do they think they're being safe or a better driver by going that slow? Because it's the opposite effect, because now you're pissing me off and I'm going to be more aggressive driver. And so is everyone behind me, and you got people flying past you. You're actually having a negative effect if you're going under the speed limit like that. So guess what? You're wrong. You're not being a safe driver.
Yeah, and like I told the cop that pulled me over when I was 16 for going 80 in a 45, he goes, hey, bud, you know you can get killed going 80 in a 45. I go, yes, sir, you can also get killed going 25 in a 35.
It's true. It's true.
He was like, I'll beat your ass and take you to jail. I'm like, well, okay, I'll shut up now.
He's going to beat your ass. You should have let him, and you could have sued and, you know, got some money from lawsuit and a national spotlight or something like that.
Maybe Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton would have.
I'm sure they would have been there. Obama would have been like, that could have been my son. If I had a son, he would have looked like Jeff.
Yeah. God, I hope not.
Jokes.
And another thing about driving on my way here, it kind of scared the hell out of me because it's one of those things you just weren't expecting it. But there was a guy driving a motorcycle, and anytime I hear a motorcycle, I look.
To see if it's me?
Yeah, sure.
That's what I thought, yeah.
But he had like a Ghost Rider mask on.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty badass. I looked over and I'm like, Nicolas Cage, you... silly goofs.
I've seen guys do that. Did he have a vest on?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was probably a one percenter. One percenters, they grind my gear. They're just a bunch of tools.
But anyway, it was kind of cool. I think more just because I didn't expect it. I was like, hey, yeah. Ghost Rider.
And I've probably seen that guy before, but it's a little too warm. Well, I don't know. It actually would be nice because when it's 101 degrees and you're riding a motorcycle, to get an idea of what that feels like, take a hairdryer. Everyone, go ahead and get your hairdryers right now. I'll give you a couple seconds. Okay, everyone's got their hairdryers now. Now turn it on full heat and blow it right in your face. And that's what it feels like riding a motorcycle when it's 101 degrees out.
Yeah, that's no fun.
It's not pleasant. It's not... You know, people think, oh, you know, you're riding, you get a good breeze. Yeah, a good breeze of 101 degree heat blowing right in your face.
So. Yeah. Yeah, no good.
But I still do it because I like to ride motorcycles and hot chicks.
Let's see. What else do we got here?
That's all my grandma gears. I'm grinded out.
We're doing good on time. I mean, and this is doesn't even have to be on the podcast, but I'm lazy, so I'll probably just keep it on and not delete it. But yeah. If it's 45 minutes, 20 minutes, I don't give a shit. When we're done, we're done.
Yeah, I'll just throw this microphone down and walk off.
Drop it.
Probably kick over the desk.
Yeah.
And stuff, whatever is in my way.
All right, well, in that case, I'm going to go ahead and do my open letter.
Actually, I'm gonna throw something in real quick.
Do it.
So this is some things that lube my gears, which is the opposite of grinding them.
I get what you're cooking.
My gears are being lubed.
All right.
Let's just go right off with boobs. Boobs. Yeah. They lube my gears. Cleavage. Side boob. Underboob.
Vaseline?
Yeah, occasionally. oil, baby oil on boobs.
Yeah.
Ice cream. Just ice cream. That lubes my gears.
You know, that is one thing that, you know, with all my stomach issues that I miss.
I know. I feel bad bringing it up. So.
Because cookie dough one, man, I love that.
Oh, well, I don't eat that, so.
Yeah, you don't like chocolate.
You don't have to be too jealous.
But I do like vanilla, so.
This 21-year-old. Scotch.
Scotch.
Mm. Also 21-year-old chicks. What? Riding motorcycles. That lubes in my gears. Which is funny, because motorcycles have gears.
Yeah, they do.
That need to be lubed.
Yeah, they do.
This podcast, man. This podcast lubes my gears.
Mine, too. I've got a semi right now.
They're overflowing with lubrication right now.
Kind of disturbed at the same time, but I'm okay with that.
I was gonna use another set of words, but I didn't. I censored myself. Oh, man. All right, that's all for what lubes my gears right now.
That's cool, man. I'm glad you're starting that up.
Well, I had to, you know, kind of balance it out.
Right, with all my negativity, it's good to lube it up a little bit.
Yeah, just some throw some happiness out there, because, I mean, boobs, that's it. That's the ultimate gear luber.
I mean, like, that was, like, mine. This is a great example. You're going to be like, wow, you're a genius. But mine is, like, not unicorns and ice cream. Yours was unicorns and
ice
cream.
It was definitely unicorns and ice cream. Ice cream.
Unicorns.
Yeah.
I like that horn.
The horns.
All right. The moment no one's been waiting for.
I've been waiting for it.
Watch it totally suck and you'll be like, man.
I'll fake a laugh or something.
Okay.
A giggle.
This is my open letter. It's called Masturbator Part 2.
I'm already laughing.
All right, here we go. Children, go to bed. Parents, tell your kids they can't listen to us anymore.
Put earmuffs on.
Yep. All right, here we go. Hey, you ADHD bitch ass cocksucker. You would be the first on my purge night. I hope you get the drips from a transvestite hooker on the north side of Tulsa. You probably think The Notebook is a great movie. How did you get the position you did at work? Never mind, it was on your knees. You're the type of dude that showed up at the party in high school and just killed the mood because you're a huge fucking douche. My favorite times are at work or when you're in Texas on business, humped over a table getting ram-riddled in the arse. You are the biggest one-upper I've ever met. Nobody likes or respects you. You fuck up every project you work on. You've kissed more ass than Clay Aiken. I hope you piss your pants today and everyone points and laughs at you, bitch. Your worst offense might be every time Led Zeppelin comes on the radio, you turn it because you say it's devil music.
Oh, my goodness.
Guess what? Let It Go from Frozen as devil music. Turn that lame-ass shit off. As a kid, when the guys wanted to play football and you found out about it and showed up, you always wanted to play center and call no shotgun formations.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You're as dumb as a stoned retard trying to do mathematical equations. You probably wear camo underwear because your penis is so small you can't see it. You're all class minus a CL.
Oh my goodness.
You once said there would be no Christmas without Easter. What? That doesn't make sense. If there was a degree for fucking idiot, you would have a doctoral diploma.
Nice.
You think I was in college and curious is a valid reason. You've taken the walk of shame with the uncomfortable look on your face more times than Richard Simmons. Does your asshole hurt today? When you go home and impregnate a Kleenex, do you think of your boss, Jeff Richards, you stupid dick face? This is Jeff signing off with a go fuck yourself.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, my goodness. I'd like to submit that to, you know, store comments or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You've been around all my open letter rants. That one's got to be up there as far as meanness.
That ranks up there with the I think Little Nicky part two.
The one where I said, looks like daddy's penis?
Yeah. That was just great. I lost it there. Wow. I've met this guy, and yeah, I agree. I don't like him. He's weird. I think he was coming on to me, actually.
Well, he does go to Texas to get rammed harder than the arse.
He was telling me how good my jacket looked on me.
I mean, who says that to another dude?
To just a random person, yeah.
I mean, I could say, dude, that shirt's pretty badass. You know, at least say something like, put badass behind it.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it's got cleavage. She's and Harley's.
Hot. She's hot.
Yeah, I totally do her.
I did.
Twice.
It's weird, though, because she has no lower half, so.
That's all right.
I had to get creative.
She's still got her face.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. We're horrible.
Yeah.
See, you even got some right there. I don't know why it's black.
Brandon, you might want to get that checked out.
I need to go to see the doctor.
I actually went to the doctor today, and they want to do a CAT scan on my stomach.
Oh, man. What? You don't even like cats.
I hate cats.
Dad joke. I made a dad joke.
So my dad has a grumpy cat shirt.
Awesome.
That my mom tried to give to me at one point in my life, and I was like, hell no. It says something like, I had fun once, it sucked, or something like that.
I do like me some grumpy cat, though. I'd like to meet him. Because sometimes I do feel his pain, and I agree with some things that he says. But
yeah.
I don't think I could wear a shirt. I bet my brother could wear it, though.
Your brother would. If your brother were to win the lottery, he would probably buy a grumpy cat.
Yeah. He got a cat. They have a dog, too. It's a husky. And they're actually coming into town this weekend, so it's going to be a zoo. So Friday night, there will be 3 dogs and 3 cats at my mom's house.
Awesome.
It's going to be just insane.
Which, by the way, you've got the coolest dog.
He's pretty cool, yeah.
What was awesome is at first he was kind of like, oh, I'm asleep. But then he was like, hey, give me attention. And I was like, how can I not? Your name's Maverick and you're badass.
He is. He's a biker dog.
And he's such a tease. I mean, like, he'll chew on you for a while and then, like, he'll be like, oh, that hurts. And he'll lick you. And you're like, oh, it's okay because you're a cool dog.
Yeah, and then he'll bite you again.
Yeah.
He's still kind of a brat, but. Yeah, that's all right. I was trying to sweep earlier today, and he did not, like, he would come and grab the broom, and so it's like, I had to blockade him into the kitchen area so that he wouldn't chase the broom.
Yeah, you actually had to blockade him while we were doing this podcast so he wouldn't chew up cords.
Yeah, he likes to chew on cords, so he's probably not happy with me right now, but he likes his, he's kind of a little wimp. Not really a wimp, maybe a diva. He doesn't like the heat. He doesn't like heat. I mean, who does? But, I mean, you know, you think he's a dog. And he learned this at a young age, that he knows what the air conditioning vents are. And he knows that cool air blows out of him. And so, here at B Maverick Studios, what did I call it before? I can't remember.
I don't know. I mean, I titled it the Brandon and Maverick Studios.
I think it was BMAV. I can't remember what I called it. But on the first floor, all the air conditioning vents are in the ceiling, so he can't lay on them. Here, upstairs, he can. And so I, being the spoiler that I am, I bought him his own personal fan that I have set up by his kennel, and so it blows in his kennel. And he will go lay in there and just lay down in front of the fan. Like, I'll come home from work and to get him out of his kennel, and I'll open the door, and he'll just lay there and won't come out because he doesn't want to leave.
Like, he's such a smart dog.
Be a little more manly. Be a little more tough. He does ride a motorcycle, though, so that's cool. I still plan on being an internet sensation.
Well, he's got the sweet goggles, too.
Oh, so we're still working on that. We'll be on Ellen within the next year, I think.
She always gives away money and shit. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Maybe she'll buy me another Harley or something.
That'd be cool.
We'll see. We'll see.
Sorry, I'm typing in information.
Oh, information? About what?
I actually just told someone, hey, I'm recording, I'll text you later. You know, one of these times, we need to prank call Cornell.
Yeah, I'd like to figure out how to set that up. Or even Skype him or something.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll explore this interwebs thing, and maybe they'll have some information on it.
And you can look at boobs at the same time.
Look, there's actually two screens here, and boobs on one, and interwebs information on the other.
Yeah. He's actually, who knows when, because you just never know what he's up to, but he's actually going to jump on an episode sometime, and then it'll be a real-life audio reunion of sorts.
It'll be just a happy, happy reunion day.
Not that the first podcast that me and you did together sucked, or the second one, but I think the first two aren't going to be as good as this one.
It just gets better with time.
Yeah.
The older the violin, the sweeter the music. That applies to this, right?
Yep.
Yeah, the older the wine, the sweeter the wine. I don't know.
It's something like that.
If it's old, it is gooder, I think.
Gooder. I think that's the correct
way. I don't know. Idioms, metaphors, whatever. I also sent a text message. And autocorrect let me down. Thanks, autocorrect.
That's bullshit.
I mean, I spelled it right, and it corrected it to a different word.
I curse so much that it doesn't even try to correct my cursing anymore.
Nice. There you go. Yeah, that helps.
Yeah. Saves me a lot of time of deleting and rewriting. And I'm like, no, I meant to say shit.
And awkward, you know, things about ducks or
yeah,
whatever ducking is. I don't know.
Or bullshot.
Bullshot. It's all bullshot.
Sorry, that was me.
Yeah, I thought it was me.
All right.
Scotch is gone.
Scotchy, scotchy, scotchy. I really don't have anything else except for my closing thing, and we're pretty good on time.
Yeah, we're pretty good on time.
We're about to that wrapping up point.
Oh, I like rapping. I'm hoping my rap career takes off pretty soon.
Cornell's a gay. He likes wrapping Christmas presents.
With bows and ribbons.
Haha, we're talking about Cornell and you're not here.
Oh, but you'll possibly hear this because we'll probably play it for you.
Or you might even listen one day if you're not watching soccer.
Or iCarly.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Then you'll feel bad.
Hey, didn't they get canceled?
I don't know, maybe. I'm sure they do reruns of them.
I'll text Cornell and ask him. He'll know.
He's got them all DVR'd.
He'll be like, oh man, they got canceled 2 years ago on September 5th.
He's got them all on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And DVD, probably. Probably got the 2-pack with the bonus features.
Yeah.
And the digital copy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well.
Boobies.
Boobs and here's my
I want to hear this ending. Yeah.
Man, I mean, this might be one of those things where it should have been short, but I wrote like a freaking paragraph.
That's right. It's a closing statement.
And I'm even going to write ending line to remember.
Okay. All right.
And this is a semi-tribute to the great Bob Barker.
Oh, yes.
And my friend Rick Rivera, who is pretty much a Price is Right whore.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Remember, people, take care of the human population and have your child spayed or neutered to control the idiot population. If you wonder how to come to that conclusion, then ask yourself these three questions. Do you like dumb shows like Jersey Shore or almost any reality show that is stupid as fuck? Do they like stupid music like One Direction or Nickelback?
Nickelback.
I like Nickelback. Are you a piece of shit, worthless person? Chances are they probably will be too. If so, get it done ASAP. If there are any questions, you can contact Brandon at me at our email, youreadumbass@gmail.com. You're welcome.
I like it. I really like it. I think we need some soothing, like, violin music playing in the background for every time you read that.
You know what? I'll look into that, because that would be pretty...
I might whip something up on the old...
Oh, yeah, you can play all the instruments on your...
I can make it happen.
Yeah.
I can make it happen. It's going to be awesome.
All right, well...
Goodness, that was a good one. We knocked some stuff out there.
Yeah, out of the park, like Barry Bonds on steroids.
Yeah.
And our heads just get bigger with every episode.
It's true. And our
male parts.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't. I don't know what they're called. I can't even see mine. It's so small anyway.
I believe they're called penis or wieners.
No, I like wieners.
Okay.
I mean, I like the word wieners. I don't like wieners. Right. Duh. I'm not that way. I already said I like boobies, so
yeah. Pretty obvious. You're in the clear. You said you like boobies, so yeah. You can say anything gay and you're okay.
I like wieners. No homo. No homo.
All right. Well, that's the perfect note to end on.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, see you later, Jeff. Get out of my studio.
All right, man. Later, bitches.
Later.